JW Mobile.
Again, W4DJW, KV4CBA.
Again, I was doing calculations on my hardware that's coming in tomorrow, and I forgot that the shelves are going to wrap around one wall onto another wall, so I got to get some more wall mounts to mount it for the other wall. So, yeah, another trip out. Plus, I'm gonna. Have you heard of water hammer in your house? You know what water hammer is?
Sorry, you lost me on that one.
New washer and dryer in because the old dryer went kaput while I was out getting up leaves. So we put a new one in, and this one has a real sharp valve on off. Boom, 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 boom. And the water pipes go hammer, hammer, bam, 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 bam. My wife looked at me the other day, and she says, can you fix that? So I got searching for it, and it's a common thing. When plumbers build your house, they extend the pipe beyond where it needs to go, and they put a T, and that piece that goes on up past where it needs to go traps air. And then when you shut water on and off, it compresses air and uncompresses air. When that stuff gets gone, when that air gets gone, it gets filled with water, you get water hammer, which is what I have. But they make traps for that you can add to the washing machine. If you've got one that's, like, really hard on it, it really turns on and off quick, and the pipes go rattle, rattle every time it's changing settings or letting water in or draining or whatever. So, yeah, I'm going up there to get that stop water hammer.
Yeah, I've known about that for years. I just didn't know. I just didn't know what it was called. I think we used to have that at my grandmother's house. She had copper pipes, and you could crawl under the house and everything. We're on a concrete slab, and so we don't have any of that. I guess we could, though, because some of the exposed piping is copper, because I've seen it in the attic where it comes up out of the concrete and goes to our smaller bathroom. Those pipes are copper, but the ones in the walls are all PCV, or whatever they call that stuff now.
Or something like that, the hard stuff, not the soft PCV. I'm familiar with what that is. But I'm going to try. One of the things you can do is go off out of the street and shut the water off, and then open the drain up the furthest away from the lowest drain in the house, and then go to all the other drains and open them up and let that water get out. And when that water falls out, then when it fills back up, it fills back up. I did that. It fills back up with air. Puts air back in the water hammer. What do they call arresters? They call those water hammer arresters. And so I did that, and then I just ran an empty cycle on the clothes washer, and it made a significant difference. But there was still a little bit. So I'm going to go get a couple of them for the washing machine itself, because it's different. The other washing machines we've had in there never did that, but this one does. So I just take care of the very last little bit of it. But I have to get some gas, so I'm going to do it now rather than worrying about it if we get some weather. Go ahead, and it looks like I'm not alone. There's a bunch of people lined up getting gas. But I'll be back in a little bit as soon as I finish KB4CBA, W4DJW.
All right, Dave. Well, I noticed gas was $2.53 the other day, and now it's $2.75. So, they go up when they say there's going to be some snow, and it'll come back down as soon as the event's over. So it's really kind of, I don't know. Anyway, good luck with all that, and we will talk to you later. And all I can say is stay warm, 73. Enjoyed it. Always enjoy the QSO. K4 W4DJW, KB4CBA, clear.